So here's a question for you. Have you ever felt like your heart has been shattered into a million pieces? Have you ever felt like your heart has been shattered into a million pieces? I guarantee you, I have. Not only that, no one sees your broken heart. You carry it from within side. So today's episode is another one, part six, that will help you as you carry silent sorrow, hidden grief, and emotional wounds that you thought would never be fully healed. Stick with me because we're talking about the 31 days of healing prayer. Here's day six. God heals broken hearts. He's going to heal your broken heart today. I really believe it. So let's get into this. The reality of a broken heart. Life can sometimes bring crushing losses. I mean, absolutely, through death, through betrayal, through disappointments or trauma. And here's what you have to understand is many times death, betrayal, disappointments can bring forth trauma. So if we start with trauma first, and you can begin to deal with the trauma that you have gone through, maybe from your childhood, or maybe from a job situation that you went through that caused disappointment, that caused anxiety, that caused depression. Maybe it's a broken relationship that you went through and you have all these things, all these emotions that are stacked up and you feel like they're going against you. But let me tell you something. God is going to take care of you and He is going to work for your good. I promise you. So here's what happens. Disappointment. Trauma, each one of these things leaves a wound that we often carry in silence. So what are you carrying in silence that says, man, I am dying inside and I need to get this out and I need to know what to do? Well, I'm glad you're here because we're going to talk about that as well. So Scripture reminds us that God doesn't ignore your broken heart. He cares about you. He knows that your heart is broken, but He specializes in healing your broken heart. Let me give you a scripture. Psalm 147, verse 3. Here's what it says. And this is not poetry. This is God's word. It is His divine promise. God personally binds up our wounds like a tender physician. He absolutely does. So let's go over there to that scripture. Let me get my Bible out here. Should have already had this out for us, but I didn't. So if you look at Psalm 147, it's towards the end of it. 147 and verse 3. Here's what it says. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. See, He knows that you have tears. He knows that you have wounds. Some of those wounds are open wounds, and man, you're exposed. And people can look in your eyes and they can tell that something's wrong, but they just don't have the nerve to bring it up and talk about it. But let me tell you something. God heals the broken wounds. And that's Psalm 147 and verse 3, because He is like a tender physician that absolutely cares about you. So God sees and God stays. In our sorrow, we often feel alone. I know every one of us, even pastors. Let me tell you something. I've been in ministry 36 years, full-time ministry for the past 8 years. And I have seen some corrupt things. I have seen people act in ways that you would not believe. People that said, I'll be with you to the end, Pastor, and they leave you when things are rough, or they'll leave you high and dry. And that's just the way people are. And so what we have to do is we have to rely totally on God. That's in relationships too. You know, people go down the aisle, and I've married many, many people, and they go down the aisle and they say, you know, you say kiss the bride and live happily ever after. Well, that's in fairy tales. Because you're going to go through trauma. You're going to go through struggles. And people are so in love or in lust when they get married that they would literally say, oh, honey, I love you so much that I would lick the butter from your fingertips. It's pretty nasty, but that's the way people are. But then when the first situation happens, when it gets tough, when the rubber meets the road, so to speak, what happens is out the door they go, because people are scared of commitment. They're scared of commitment with God. They're scared of commitment with each other. And so we have to get comfortable in knowing that God loves us and he will never leave us nor forsake us when other people have. But God's presence remains inside of us, and he is steady and he is faithful when we're not. I mean, sometimes our emotions can literally be all over the place. But let me tell you something. When we are that way, he is steady. When we are that way, he is consistent. And when we are that way, he is faithful. I hope this is helping you today. This is 31 days of prayer. And 31 days of prayer, and let me show you what it looks like. You can download it. 31 days of prayer, a journey to physical, emotional, and spiritual wholeness. And that's what we're on, day 6. And every one of our days has an audio version on podcast as well as a video. I'm actually currently in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in a Holiday Inn Express, and had breakfast this morning. It was really good. All right, let's get into the rest of part 2. Jesus knows, and he is known also as a man of sorrow, understanding grief, understanding what goes on. And let me give you that scripture. That's Isaiah 53:3. Isaiah 53:3 is a really good scripture, and this will help you also. Isaiah 53:3. Well, I know Isaiah's in the Bible. I know it is. They put it in there. They didn't take it out. Isaiah 53:3. You probably already have it because you had it with your phone. Psalm Isaiah 53:3. Here we're getting there. I'm behind on the scriptures today. 53:3. Here's what it says. He is despised and rejected of men. Talking about Jesus here. Wow. A man of sorrow and with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteem him not. Let me tell you something. Jesus being a man of sorrow. Now, some things have changed since then. And he wants us to live John 10:10, knowing that the devil is trying to destroy us, but he comes that we might have life and have it more abundantly. It more abundantly means that we have more than we need. So invite God into your emotions. You say, well, I'm not going to do that. Do you think you're hiding it from him? He knows. He knows how you feel. So don't hide your emotions from him. And don't ignore your emotions, because you need to deal with these emotions so that you can get better. You need to deal with the trauma. Stop taking the dust and putting it underneath the rug, because eventually that rug is going to pile up with your history, and you've got to get victory through this. So don't ignore them, but to be healed, you have to allow God to see your emotions. And he won't rush your process, and he won't rush your progress either, because he will walk with you through it. You say, well, if he's God, why in the world did I have to go through it in the first place? Why didn't he stop it? Let me tell you something. There's many things that we go through in life that we don't have a clue why we go through them. But we know that it is for the better of and the good of the kingdom of God. And so we're going to have to go through things so that we can be effective with society. And, you know, if nobody's ever been through anything, how are we going to help each other? So here's part 3, and we're talking today, this is God Heals Broken Heart, day 6 of the 31 days of healing prayer. Here's part 3. Step towards emotional healing. You have to step towards it. Don't run and don't step away from it, but step towards it. So we have to start acknowledging our sorrow. You know, you can't bury it. You can't bury it with a loved one. If you buried a mom or a dad or a sister or a brother, a husband and wife, if you've done that, you can't bury the sorrow with them. You have to deal with that sorrow. And I remember when my mom had passed away about 12 years ago, I remember how I felt. And there were days that you were absolutely clipping along real good, and then there was something that you just thought of. And then the next thing you know, you are just hanging your head and just boohooing like a baby. But that's okay. You know, people say, well, men aren't supposed to cry. Show me where that is. Because sometimes you have to cry to be able to get victory in areas of your life. It's a release. So start acknowledging your sorrow. Don't bury it. Speak the truth in prayer. Say, Lord, repeat this with me. Lord, I'm hurting today, but I trust you to mend me. And I'm telling you what, I feel God's presence when I say that. He wants to mend your heart. So open your heart to community in Scripture. What do you mean by community? I'm talking about your church. You say, well, I don't have a church. Well, you need to get a church, because church is so important. That community is so important. And not only that, Scripture. You know, friends, positive friends. Don't get friends that are just ho-hum doom and gloom. You got to get rid of, well, change them. You know, you can change them, but, you know, woe is me doesn't need a company. So you have to be healed as often as you become connected with God's Word. Healing comes that way. So as you begin to connect with God's Word, then the healing will continue to be a process. So here's your daily challenge today on day 6. Write down the one emotional wound that you've carried the longest. Ouch. That one hurts, doesn't it? Write down one emotional wound that you've carried the longest. And then pray Psalm 147, verse 3, over it each morning this week, the rest of the week, and as long as you need to. And then reach out to someone that you trust and ask them to pray and support you in this area. That's community. And you can reach out to me. I'd be glad to support you and to pray with you about that. So here's what you do. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, you heal the brokenhearted. You bind up my emotional wounds, and you comfort me in my sorrow. Let your love mend my spirit and bring joy anew. If you prayed that prayer today, say amen. God loves you. He cares about you. Where are you with Him? With all the things that are going on in the world today, I would not want you to miss heaven. So where are you with Jesus? If you're not where you need to be, all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. I want to encourage you to do that, because it's the best decision that you have ever made. You can go to johnfowler.org, download 31 Days of Prayer. Here it is right here. 31 Days of Prayer. It's a journey to physical, emotional, and spiritual wholeness. It will bless you. People around the world are listening and watching and doing the 31 Days of Prayer, and I want to encourage you to do it as well. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about new strength from God. This is part 7, day 7 of the 31 Days of Healing. Hey, if you need me, you can reach out to me on Messenger. You can reach out to me on Facebook, and I will be glad to answer you. Follow us on TikTok as well as my personal YouTube page, John Fowler. And it being the 31st day of July, a new, brand new newsletter, finished it last night, will be out So you have to go to johnfowler.org and subscribe to the newsletter. It's got some really neat things in it. Summary of the last 6 days. Just tells you where I've been and what I've been doing, if you care. I do, for sure. Absolutely. God's faithful. He loves you all. I love you all. And He wants to do big things in you. So here's how that works. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I need your help. Hey, we'll see you next time for the next edition of The Pulse, WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God.